Lesson 28. Agency, a gift from God. The purpose of this lesson is to help us better understand the principles of agency and to teach us the importance of making wise choices. Introduction. Jacob, the brother of Nephi, declared in the Book of Mormon, "Therefore cheer up your hearts, and remember that ye are free to act for yourselves, to choose the way of everlasting death or the way of eternal life." 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 23. What gives us the power to make decisions? Why, for example, did we decide to be baptized? Or why are we able to decide what clothes to wear, what school to attend, or what job to pursue? The answer is that we have been given a gift from God called agency. This gift is the power to make choices. The most important choice we have to make, a choice made possible by the Savior's atonement, concerns eternal life. The Savior will not force us to accept His gospel, but if we choose to follow Him, He will bless us and teach us how to use our agency to become like God. Agency, an eternal law. Agency is an eternal law. President Brigham Young, speaking of man's agency, taught, "This is a law which has always existed from all eternity and will continue to exist throughout all the eternities to come. Every intelligent being must have the power of choice." Discourses of Brigham Young, page 62. Have a class member read aloud Moses chapter 4, verses 1 through 4. When did this event happen? What happened? Before we came to earth, we met in a heavenly council. One of the great issues before us there concerned the eternal principle of agency. Lucifer, or Satan, wanted to take away our agency. Jesus Christ, however, wanted to do the will of the Father, which was to allow us to choose for ourselves. "This agency," said President Wilford Woodruff, "has always been the heritage of man under the rule and government of God. He possessed it in the heaven of heavens before the world was, and the Lord maintained and defended it there against the aggression of Lucifer and those that took sides with him. By virtue of this agency, you and I and all mankind are made responsible beings, responsible for the course we pursue, the lives we live, and the deeds we do." Discourses of Wilford Woodruff, pages 8 and 9. Using our agency. Certain things are necessary in order for us to use our agency in this life. First, we must have a knowledge of good and evil. Second, we must have the freedom to make choices. And third, after we exercise our agency, there must be consequences that follow our choices. As each is discussed, write on the chalkboard, knowledge of good and evil, freedom to make choices, consequences of making choices. Knowledge of good and evil. To be judged fairly when we meet our Savior, we must be able to think, to reason, and to choose. We must understand what we are doing, recognizing the difference between good and evil and the consequences of our actions. If a person is too young or otherwise cannot understand these differences, he cannot be judged in the same way as will those who understand them. For this reason, the Lord does not hold us responsible for our choices until we are 8 years old. At that time, we reach the age of accountability. Doctrine and Covenants, section 68, verses 25 through 27. This means that after we are 8 years of age, we will be held accountable for all we do, unless we are mentally handicapped and cannot be responsible for our actions. Mormon explained, "Little children are whole, for they are not capable of committing sin. Little children cannot repent. Wherefore, it is awful wickedness to deny the pure mercies of God unto them. For they are all alive in Him because of His mercy." Moroni chapter 8, verses 8 and 19. Mormon also explained that people who are without the law are alive in Christ. Moroni chapter 8, verse 22. This means that people who have not been taught the gospel, or who are incapable of understanding it, are not expected to live by it. They will not be held accountable until the gospel is taught to them or until they can comprehend it. freedom to make choices. In order to use our agency, we must have choices to make. If we have the ability to make choices but have nothing to choose, we have no agency. In other words, we cannot choose unless a choice is placed before us. The greatest use of our agency is choosing between good and evil. This is why God allows Satan to oppose the good. But following the temptations of Satan limits our choices. Each time we choose evil, we lose some freedom. Freedom is increased only when we choose right. Show Visual 28-A, Danger, No Swimming. Have the assigned class member give the story about the sign, Danger, No Swimming. See Teacher Preparation. The Lord knew that we would be influenced by both good and evil in making choices. Without this conflict between good and evil, we would not have choices to make. We would not have agency. Therefore, the Lord gives us principles, laws, and commandments to follow, and Satan tempts us to disobey. The Lord says, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, and with all thy strength. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. Satan suggests in substance, Why love God? Why not disregard Him? He might even imply there is no God. The Lord says, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8. Satan says, Use the Sabbath as a recreation day. What value is there in attending church and in not working on this day? The Lord says, Honor thy father and thy mother. Exodus chapter 20, verse 12. Satan puts into our minds the idea of disobeying our parents. Your life is your own to choose as you wish. Take all your parents will give you. They will soon be old, and someone else can take care of them. Adapted from Carl W. Beener, Who's on the Lord's Side? Improvement Era, June 1961, page 402. President Spencer W. Kimball once wrote a letter to a young man who was struggling with a decision concerning religion. President Kimball wanted to make sure that this young man understood his choices. He wrote, Dear John, your resistance and arguments against the truths of the gospel have given me grave concern. I realize I cannot convince you against your will. I would not, even if I could, force your thinking, for free agency is the basic law of God, and each one must assume the responsibility for his own response. But certainly each of us must do his part in influencing for good those who might need some assistance. Absolute Truth, Ensign, September 1978, page 3. Consequences of Making Choices. We must understand that although we are free to choose, we are not free to choose the consequences of our actions. Good consequences follow right choices. Bad consequences follow wrong choices. The natural result of using our agency is experiencing the consequences of our choices. The Book of Mormon prophet Samuel declared, He, God, hath given unto you that ye might know good from evil, and he hath given unto you that ye might choose life or death. And ye can do good and be restored unto that which is good, or have that which is good restored unto you, or ye can do evil, and have that which is evil restored unto you. Helaman chapter 14, verse 31. This principle of agency is like the law of the harvest. Whatever we sow, we shall also reap. Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8. A farmer lives by this law. The kind of seed he chooses to plant determines what fruit he will harvest. If he plants wheat seed, he will harvest wheat, not corn. Nor can he choose to neglect his crop once he has planted the seed and have a good harvest. In life, as in farming, consequences are tied directly to choices. When we make a choice, we must accept the results of that choice. Sometimes we will not realize the total consequences of our choices until we are judged of God. But many times our choices affect us immediately. For example, as members of the church, we were given the gift of the Holy Ghost following our baptism. The full benefit of having the Holy Ghost as a companion cannot be realized until after our resurrection. But if we choose to disobey the Holy Ghost and commit sin, we lose His influence now in our lives. The immediate consequence of choosing to do wrong is that we no longer experience the comfort, understanding, love, and guidance the Holy Ghost provides when we do what is right. When a young man breaks the word of wisdom, what are the consequences of his actions? He is unworthy to be advanced in the priesthood. The Spirit withdraws. He is unworthy to serve a mission. He may become addicted to substances that harm his body. When a father fails to teach the gospel to his children, what are the consequences? There is less love in the family. Children may not know good from evil. He may lose his children. The children's progress is delayed. Whether or not consequences come immediately or in the future, our lives will reflect how we use our agency. The blessing of making right choices is that we do not need to fear either immediate consequences or those that will follow in the future. This is the message of the hymn, Do What Is Right. Sing the hymn, Do What Is Right. See Gospel Principles, page 320. We are accountable for our choices. President Joseph F. Smith said, God has given to all men an agency and has granted to us the privilege to serve Him or serve Him not. But He will hold us strictly to an account for the use that we make of this agency. And as it was said of Cain, so it will be said of us, if thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Genesis chapter 4, verse 7. Gospel Doctrine, page 49. Lehi explained agency to his son Jacob. Wherefore men are free to choose liberty and eternal life, through the great mediator of all men, or to choose captivity and death, according to the captivity and power of the devil. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. The day will come when each of us will stand before God to be judged. There we will give an accounting of our stewardships and the choices we have made. Then God will judge us. His judgments will be both just and merciful, based on His love and the laws of heaven. Alma said, "It is requisite with the justice of God that men should be judged according to their works. And if their works were good in this life, and the desires of their hearts were good, that they should also, at the last day, be restored unto that which is good. And if their works are evil, they shall be restored unto them for evil." Alma chapter 41, verses 3 and 4. We are free to act, but we will be held accountable for our actions, and our actions are a result of our choices. It is important, then, that we make correct choices. This we can do by following the example set by Jesus Christ and His righteous servants. We can learn a great lesson, for example, from the life of Joseph in the Old Testament. After Joseph was brought to Egypt, he became a servant of Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, and captain of the guard. Joseph was blessed because he had chosen to follow the Lord. Potiphar saw that everything Joseph did was good, so he gave Joseph the responsibility over all he had. For Joseph's sake, the Lord blessed and prospered the house and fields of Potiphar. During this time, however, Potiphar's wife began to lust after Joseph. Her feelings grew until one day she tempted Joseph to commit adultery with her. Did Joseph know the laws of God concerning adultery? What choices did Joseph have? What did he choose to do? Have a class member read Genesis chapter 39, verses 7 through 12. In facing this temptation, Joseph thought about the great trust Potiphar had placed in him. But more importantly, he thought about the Lord and His promise to obey Him. Joseph knew he was ultimately accountable to God. This knowledge gave him strength to resist Potiphar's wife. He chose to obey God. The efforts of Potiphar's wife to tempt Joseph did not cease, because he refused her once. She tempted him day after day, and he continued to resist her. Finally, in her anger and frustration, she accused Joseph of the very sin she was guilty of. As a result, Joseph was put in prison. But the Lord was with Joseph because he chose to obey. Eventually, Joseph was released from prison and became a ruler over all of Egypt. See Genesis chapters 39 through 41. What did Joseph remember when he was tempted? How can Joseph's example help us use our agency correctly? Conclusion. President David O. McKay stated, "Next to the bestowal of life itself, the right to direct our lives is God's greatest gift to man. Freedom of choice is more to be treasured than any possession earth can give. It is inherent in the spirit of man. It is a divine gift to every normal being. To man is given a special endowment, not bestowed upon any other living thing. God gave to him the power of choice. Only to the human being did the Creator say, 'Thou mayest choose for thyself, for it is given unto thee.'" Moses chapter 3, verse 17. Without this divine power to choose, humanity cannot progress. Man's Free Agency Improvement Era, December 1965, page 1073. We must have agency to progress, but we must use our agency correctly, for God will hold us responsible for our choices. We must choose wisely. To do so, we should seek to obey our Heavenly Father in our daily lives. We should also talk to Him in prayer, listen to His prophets, and be worthy of the guidance of the Holy Ghost. Challenge. Consider the many choices you make each day. Ponder for a moment the most important decisions you have made and their consequences. Select an area of your life you want to improve. Make some decisions that will bring the desired results. Additional Scriptures. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 11. Opposition in all things. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 27. Freedom to choose liberty and eternal life, or captivity and death. Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verses 26 through 29. Not commanded in all things. Doctrine and Covenants, section 101, verse 78. Accountability for sins. Teacher preparation. Before presenting this lesson, 1. Review Gospel Principles, chapter 4, Freedom to Choose. 2. Ask a class member in advance to prepare to give the following analogy. When we follow the temptations of Satan, we limit our choices. The following example shows this. Imagine seeing a sign on the seashore that reads, "Danger, no swimming." We might think that that is a restriction, but is it? We still have many choices. We are free to swim somewhere else. We are free to walk along the beach and pick up seashells. We are free to watch the sunset. We are free to go home. We are also free to ignore the sign and swim in the dangerous spot. But once the danger the sign warned us of has us in its grasp and we are pulled under, we have very few choices. We can try to escape, or we can call for help. But we may drown. Gospel Principles, page 23. 3. Prepare to sing, "Do what is right." See Gospel Principles, page 342. 4. Ask class members to read or present stories and scriptures in this lesson. End of Lesson 28. Agency, a Gift from God.